AP News. I'm Ed Donahue.
These charges are going to be vigorously contested.
Lawyers for the Trump Organization are not pleased with today's charges in New York.
The district attorney's office brought a joint prosecution here because they dislike Donald Trump politically.
The charges involve former President Trump's company and an executive. Here's the AP's Mike Gracia.
The Trump Organization and its chief financial officer have pleaded not guilty to tax crime charges in New York. Charges against the Trump Organization include conspiracy, grand larceny, and tax fraud. CFO Alan Weisselberg was arraigned one day after a grand jury returned an indictment charging him and the Trump Organization with tax crimes. The 73-year-old Weisselberg has worked for the Trump company for decades. Former President Donald Trump was not charged. It is the first criminal case arising from a two-year investigation into the Trump Organization by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. I'm Mike Gracia.
In Surfside, Florida.
What you're doing here is incredible.
President Biden met with first responders and with family members of the missing from the collapse of a condo building last week. Because of structural issues, the search is on hold. The Supreme Court's conservative majority cut back on a landmark voting rights law, upholding voting limits in Arizona that a lower court had found discriminatory under the Federal Voting Rights Act. The AP's Mark Sherman reports the limits are in who can collect ballots put in the mail for someone else and ballots that are cast in the wrong precinct.
The court said that neither of those things is racially discriminatory under the Voting Rights Act. And a lower court had ruled that they were racially discriminatory, that they had disproportionately affected Black, Hispanic, and Native American voters.
A new committee investigating the Capitol riot has a surprise member.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
The Wyoming Republican says she's honored to serve on the committee. This is AP News. Another state is offering big prizes to get a coronavirus shot.
My shot, MI, the Michigan shot to win.
Around 62% of Michigan residents age 16 and up have received at least one dose, ranking it near the middle among states. Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants that percentage to go up.
This is going to be a chance for Michiganders to get registered and to be eligible for $5 million in cash prizes and college scholarships.
Anyone 12 to 17 can get the scholarships. Michigan is not the first state to do this.
I know some of you must be thinking, didn't Ohio do this first? Well, yes, they did. But in typical Michigan fashion, we wanted to do it bigger and better than they can do it in Ohio.
Only Michigan residents who become fully vaccinated can vie for the $50,000 daily prizes. The scholarships cover full tuition and mandatory fees at any state university. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.